if they got some disease, you'd say they
were ill.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So if she's sick today and it started last Sunday, you'd say last Sunday she sick.
Last Sunday she was sick. She's been sick since last Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running, you'd say he
has a chill.
Yeah. What did he? To describe that, everybody gets
excited. Now, what did you say to that?
Okay, if he has a cold, mm-hmm. would you call it a cold? If he has a cold that started last Sunday, mm-hmm. you'd say last Sunday he
had a cold.
Yeah.
And he had this cold started last Sunday, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it affected his voice, he is. He sounds kind of
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And he'd say, I've got a little
cough, I cough.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you'd ask, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Mm-hmm. The patient might answer,
I had some yesterday. I forgot it or something.
Yeah, using that same word.
Mm-hmm. I had some yesterday. And?
Using, you said taken. So you'd say,
I have taken some
okay.
today.
And
I'll take it later.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone?
Yeah.
If you've been working very, very hard and take your wet shirt off and say, look how I
sweat, perspire. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a discharging sore, a sore place on the skin that begins with a B.
A bump?
Yeah, it's a little bump, but...
Pimple?
No, this is actually... Let's see. Same thing that you do to water to heat it up. What happened?
Boil.
Yeah.
Boil.
Okay, when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is?
Called corruption.
Okay.
Plus some.
Okay, when you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is?
Big body.
If you have a blister, mm-hmm. what do you call the liquid inside it?
The mucus. Or
okay. Now, in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a?
If a bullet goes through your arm.
Yeah. And blood comes out. What do you call that thing? Place where all the blood's coming out. You have to heal a?
Vein. A wound.
Okay, yeah. This is if a wound doesn't heal very cleanly, it might have a white substance around the edge. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum. You'd say it's, what do you call a part around a wound?
I don't know, sore, raw, corrupted.
Did you ever hear of proud flesh?
Yes, it has proud flesh in it. That same thing is corrupted, I reckon. See, it has prayer flesh and they had to cut out.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I heard of that tune in prayer mm-hmm. flesh. I've seen it taken out on different things.
Now, what's corrupted then, if that's corruption?
Yeah, I think so.
It's the same thing to you?
I think it is. In other words, it's corrupt to the extent that it has become soft oyster-like. I've seen mm-hmm. that taken off a diabetic's hands or feet or something like that.
Okay. If you get just a little cut in your finger, you put sort of a brown liquid that stings on it. What's that called?
A brown liquid?
It stings, yeah, if you have a cut.
Mercurial home.
Yeah, there's something else too.
Brown liquid. I don't know.
It, some of the things that you might keep in your medicine cabinet has a little skull and crossbones on the label.
A pain?
Yeah, it's in a little bottle of, do you have